This is A Parent's Guide to Mediocrity, a fun-loving podcast for young, new, or expecting parents where we provide a humorous outlook on the struggles of the day-to-day parenting life and give encouragement to those seeking to find their own greatness. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome to Episode 0, where we discuss who we are and how we met.
Thanks for joining us. I am Richard.
And I am Bethany.
And this is A Parent's Guide to Mediocrity. Welcome to the show.
Welcome all.
So, B.
Yes, R.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
I am well. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. This is our intro episode.
The pilot.
The pilot, if you will, episode 0. We want to give you guys a little backstory into our life, how we got where we are now, before we start jumping into real life episodes.
But
so I guess I'll start us off real quick. Bethany and I are both transplants to our current location, which is here in sunny Florida. We live on the Space Coast. Both of us happen to be from up north.
Mm-hmm.
She's been down here a little bit longer than I have. So I'll let her quickly dive into her story of coming down here before I start mine.
Alrighty then. So this summer will be 8 years since I moved to Florida. I have not been back to home since I moved here. I moved here after I turned 18 years old with me papa.
How old are you now?
I don't want to say. I'm going to be 26 in some days. I don't want to admit that, but I did. Cut! No, we moved here after I turned 18 years old. We moved in-state, hated it, found out about surfing, decided to move over here to the East Coast, and I've been in love. It's really that simple. We just decided literally one day to move down here. All the doors closed up there, sold everything. 3 days later, down here in Florida.
There you go. All right. Well, I am from Wisconsin, but not originally. My parents, or my dad more specifically, was in the Air Force. At one point in time, when I was very young, we were scheduled. We were stationed at Patrick Air Force Base on the Space Coast, just outside of Satellite Beach. For those of you familiar with the East Coast of Florida. And my parents got divorced while we were stationed down here. My dad got restationed then to California. He won the custody battle, so we moved around with him until we settled down in Wisconsin when he retired. He was originally born and raised in Wisconsin, so that's why we settled down there. And so I spent most of my adolescence and young adult life there before I moved down to Florida to spend some time with my mom, who had remarried. We had family down here that I did know because I visited, but I wasn't very close with. And so I wanted to be a little bit closer with them. And so that's how I ended up down here.
Nice.
So now going into how we met, the way we met was actually thanks to job opportunities.
Yes. So grateful for that. On some days.
Right. So Bethany, as she mentioned, lived inland. She moved to the East Coast, where she started, not right away, but eventually started working for a retail mogul on the beach side. Was there for a little while before I got there.
I'd say about a year, something like that.
Yeah. And so when I first moved down here, initially when I moved down here, was never meant to be permanent. I just needed to get away from Wisconsin for a little while. I want to get away from the winters. The winters are harsh up there for people who live up there or who have visited up there. They know that north of the Midwest area is bitterly cold during the winters.
Let's just say the summers are even like unbearable there because it's still cold.
Not in Wisconsin. We regularly hit 100 degree days during the summers.
Same. I'm just going on that one time that I went up there in July and it was really cold.
Well, you just thought it was cold. Like, it's always cold by the lake. So for those of you who have lived up there before, you know that it's always a good 10, 15, sometimes even 20, depending on the winds, degrees colder by the lake than even, you know, 10 blocks away from the lake.
True.
But anyway, so I was originally just looking for seasonal work because I had no intentions of staying down here. Put in an application and started working for the same retail mogul that Bethany was working at, and that's how we met. You were working in an upstairs office.
Yes, I was.
I was a regular peon, or sales associates, as they like to call us.
Hopefully none of your coworkers hear this.
They all know that they were peons at one point in time. Anyway, that's where I met Bethany.
Yes, and we didn't get along very well at first.
No, we didn't.
To be honest with you, we're still working on that.
That's a daily struggle.
It is. I think that's any marriage for you.
Yeah, I think, too, when you get two people together who have, you know, they have a lot of similarities, but they also have a lot of differences. Mm-hmm. And they do, when they say that opposites attract, it is very true. Like, we became friends because of the similarities. I think all of our opposite traits are what really bring us together. You know, it's like what people say, like the yin to my yang kind of thing.
Yeah, I can see that. That's kind of how it's been.
Yeah, because we share a lot of similar tastes and things, but I think our personalities are very much different.
I think the main thing that we differ on, which is still similar, we're both so very opinionated.
Right.
And, like, our problem was pride.
Yes.
That you didn't want to let go of your opinion and see my side, and neither did I on yours.
Right.
And then when we finally figured out how to do that and come together and talk, that's when everything started getting a little bit better.
I think a little bit that can attribute to that, though, too, is that I am very good at playing devil's advocate. So I could have an opinion and argue an opinion on either side of the spectrum.
Sometimes I just want to just, like, fish slap you because I said fish. Like, you know, where, like, the fish, like,
yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, I'm pretty good at doing that. So that probably didn't help either.
Yeah. So we ended up dating, you know, long story leading into that with fires and everything pulling us away from each other.
Right.
Got together. A few months later, got pregnant.
Yeah. Along came the little one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a daughter. She is currently at the release of this pilot, 3. She will be 4 in June.
I don't want to think about that.
So it's right around the corner. It is currently May 2020. Yeah, that's coming up quick.
I'm not prepared.
So, but yeah, we've been together now 5 years.
5 years.
We were young parents, but not like super young parents. So,
well, I was kind of young.
You were pretty young. I was 26.
Yeah, so that's kind of average.
You're the young parent, being 21.
Yeah, so if you guys can't tell by now, Richard is like a solid 5.5 years older than I am. So that's kind of like a little bit of our differences too, like,
yeah,
different generations, times, and
yeah, because I think 5 years, especially like growing up, mm-hmm. Being younger, 5 years makes a huge difference because I think trends come in like 3 to 4 year spans,
right?
And if you look at, and I'm talking like long term trends, not like fidget spinners was like a 3 month trend. I mean, like long term. You know, social trends last, you know, for a few years. So if there's more than 3 years gap, your social trends, especially in high school, where you're really shaping your personality as a young adolescent going into your adulthood, can mm-hmm. be very different.
That's true. I mean, comparing myself to somebody that's like 5.5 years younger than I am, yeah, I literally different. Have nothing in common with them.
Yeah, yeah. And there are some things that cross over, but, you know, I think the other thing, too, is, like, the whole, like, nature versus nurture thing, too. Like, your dad is quite a bit older than my dad, so
right.
the things that, like, especially when it comes to music and pop culture of his time and passing that kind of stuff down is a little bit different than my dad. Because, right. like, you know, like, you like Elvis quite a bit.
I love Elvis.
And, like, my dad could care less about that type of music, like mm-hmm. that like 50s, late 50s, early 60s bebop style music. Like, my dad was never into that. Like, he liked the Beatles, and that was as close as he would get to that. And even then, it was still, like, he liked late Beatles.
Right.
So, like, other than, like, that Twist and Shout song, it's, like, everything from Rubber Soul past that.
Funny story. When we were, you know, doing our errands and all that stuff, I was definitely listening to the Elvis Presley station on the car radio on the way home. I'm an old soul.
Yeah. I think that is definitely something that separates us from other younger parents, especially in your generation. Because I think my generation, you know, we grew up through the 90s. You were born midway through the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little bit different. But, you know, we appreciate the old music
yes.
a lot more than this new stuff that's out.
Mumble rap.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of people in your age group and then a little bit younger than you that are really into today's music. And there's people in all the age groups that are into modern pop music, I would call it, because you can't lump all music that comes out now as the same thing, because there's still good stuff. It's just not, you
good
know,
stuff.
Pop culture all the way at the top end of that.
Right.
But anyway, so we have a daughter. She's about to turn 4, and it has been an adventure.
It has. I think the biggest adventure for me is trying to identify as her mother, because she looks nothing like me. Like, I carried this child in me for a little over 9 months, did everything for her, just for her to look like you.
Yeah, she is a spitting image of me, for sure.
You could put you and 1,000 men in a room, even without hair now. Like, when you had long hair, like, it was very obvious she was yours. But even now, put you in a room with 1,000 other men and her and be like, pick her father. They would easily come to you first.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, now that she's getting a little bit older, though, like, it's easier to spot out her features that mm-hmm. match yours. But, like, when she was born, it was, like,
straight up Mr. Miyagi, baby. Which is what I could picture you looking like.
Yeah.
I was just,
like, when you look at pictures of her and then me at that same age, it's, like, the same person.
It is. It's so weird. But now that she is getting older, I get where you're saying. Like, she definitely has my nose and lips.
Yeah, she has your like, face structure, too, yeah. Because, like, mine's, like, really, like, not, like, long and skinny, but I have, like, a narrower face, and you have more of a rounder face, and she's definitely got, like, your face structure, your nose.
Attitude.
Yeah, your attitude, for sure. For sure. That has been quite the struggle. Yeah.
I feel so bad for my parents, like, growing up now.
Yeah. It really brings light to that. You know, when parents used to say, oh, just wait till you have a kid, then you'll understand.
Funny thing is, like, when my mom found out that I was pregnant before she even knew that we were having a girl, she's like, oh, that's Bethany Jr. And I was like, we don't even know if it's a girl. And she's like, yeah, it doesn't even matter. Like, that's definitely going to be you. Sure enough, this kid acts just like me, especially when she has them temper tantrums. Like, ah!
Yeah, if your mom could meet her now and know just how right she was with that statement.
My mom wasn't right very much, but man, she was definitely spot on with that.
Yeah, for real. No doubt.
But yeah, we kind of did things a little out of order, I would say, in life.
Yeah.
You know, like, the average thing is, like, get your education, get married, have kids.
I don't even know if that's really average. I think that's, like,
the
ideal path that everyone strives for.
Right.
But not a lot of people hit it. You know what I'm saying?
And we're definitely one of them that did not hit that.
So I think one thing I really want to get out of this show and not necessarily get out for me, but something to pass along to all of you, our listeners, is that there isn't a right or wrong way to do things. There's the more ideal way, and then the way that is viewed as the most beneficial way,
right.
And then the way that the world likes to display as the correct way. But I think really in life, though, it's just there's so many factors. You know, you can't say that one way that one person did it was better than your way.
Right.
You know, and so that's where kind of like the title for our podcast comes from, is that this is a guide to mediocrity, meaning not in like a negative context of everyone should be mediocre, but like if everyone strived for greatness, or if everyone could obtain greatness, then that wouldn't be great. That would be the norm. And what I want to pass on to all of you, and also for us to continue to learn and understand, is that it is okay to be where you are at, because everyone has their own walk, and your greatness might be very different from someone else's greatness.
That's very true.
You know, because the fact is that some of us aren't destined to be at the very top. Because if we all were, there wouldn't be a top. Everyone would be on a level playing field. And I think that is the greatest thing about our human race, is that we all bring something different to the table.
Right. You know, I used to listen to preachers talk about on TV about how, you know, some people's destinies are literally just to be the best mother that you possibly could be. When I was younger, I was like, that is so stupid. Like, why doesn't somebody want to achieve to be more? And our daughter is a saving grace for me. Like, if it wasn't for her, I would be what I set out to be, the biggest speech bum ever to exist.
Right.
And, you know, she's given me the gumption to, you know, try harder in life.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, parenting is hard.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially if you're young parents or you're new parents. And so I really want to encourage all of you listeners that are really young parents, especially, like, even the ones that are all the way down to, you know, even the 16-year-old range, you know, and, you know, early 20-year-old range, because that's still young. Like, if you think about it, if your goal was to obtain a certain degree before you got married, before you had kids, like, you would have to be 22 to 24 to obtain that before you even got married, before you even had kids. And that kind of puts you in the late 20s or early 30s to be thinking about starting a family. And so, you know, young parents can be, you know, it can be as early as 16, can be as late as 26, 27. I still think that's pretty young to be a parent. And so I just want to encourage everybody with this show that, you know, you're not alone.
No.
And parenting is difficult, and we want to be relatable. We don't want to be one of those cookie cutter shows where it's all about be the greatest that you can be the best parent ever. Like, because, you know, to be honest with you, that's not everyone's goal.
And no matter who you are, like, I mean, these famous people or whatever, all you are to your kids is the person that holds the snacks. Right?
Am I right? That's right. And so, you know, I just want to encourage everybody to be the best person that you can be, whatever version of you is the best person that you want to be, and not be as good as, you know, the next person over, because it's not about being, you know, better than the parents next door. It's not about keeping up with the Joneses, as some would say. It's about being the best person that you can be for your family and for your kids, because what your kids need out of you is not going to be the same as what your neighbor's kids need out of their parents.
Right. You can't keep comparing yourself. I mean, if you do, you're going to be set up for a huge failure. You know, you're going to try so hard to achieve that. And life throws people different things.
That's right.
I mean, look at us. We met, you know, fairly, I was young. You were fairly young. And then we had a kid.
Right.
Like, few months into our relationship,
right.
And then got engaged, then got married after she was a year old. Yep. And I mean, I'm still not even done with schooling.
Yep. Yeah, we all do things at our own pace. So don't compare yourselves to other people.
I'd call myself a good average. I think we're doing a decent job.
Because I think it's, you know, being good enough is good enough. You know, like, we should all still strive for our own version of greatness.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Being just good enough is good enough. Okay, guys? And you should strive to be better than who you were yesterday.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that you compare yourself to who you think is the best.
I feel like I got BDS right here talking to me right now.
Anyway, guys, welcome to the show. Thank you guys in advance for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. Tune in because eventually we're going to start pumping out episodes. We want to be on a weekly basis. We're also going to be starting a vlog to accompany our podcast. So the podcast itself won't be filmed. We do want to start filming portions of our life. You'll be able to catch that stuff on YouTube. Also follow the show on social media. You can find us on Instagram at A Parent's Guide Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook under the same name. And then also visit our website, aparentsguidetomediocrity.com, where we'll start uploading our blog post, as well as our podcast will also be available directly from the website.
Yes.
All right, guys. That's it for today. We really just wanted to welcome you guys to the show, give you a little insight into our life, and introduce you to my weird-ass wife.
My monotone husband. We got good stuff coming your way, you guys.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, your greatest contribution may not be something you did, but someone you raised. So be the parent today that you want your kids to remember tomorrow. Until next time, guys.
Catch you later.